A very good afternoon to everyone. I'd like to refer to migration amnesties. We adopted those in the National Congress on a number of occasions. The last adopted will be in force until the 31st of December this year. So as to be able to address the vast majority of migrants, this really wasn't an initiative of the government itself, but really the banking institutions who weren't able to cover so many people. The fine imposed was always the lowest, the minimum wage, because the law establishes that this can run up to 3 minimum wages. However, nothing is paid in terms of the amnesty, and it always applies to migrants who are entering the country in an irregular fashion. At the beginning of this year, we faced a specific problem in that the amnesty hadn't been approved, and the National Institute for Migration was to ensure that the income was regular and that fines wouldn't be imposed. The National, together with the National Commission for Migration, we are working on adopting a set of reforms which we'll adopt in Congress. And this will make it possible to draw a distinction and to have a separation between migrants who are in the country transitionally from Nicaragua and others who may enter the country irregularly. So the fact that the migrants do not have to pay for this fine means that they are vulnerable, and regular income will always be lacking, and therefore a fine will need to be imposed. The package of reforms has been agreed upon by the National Institute for Migration, and we believe that before the migration amnesty concludes, we will have it adopted. Although it should be acknowledged that we are looking at the possibility of adopting a new migration and aliens law, given the experience that we are now facing in the country.